Shabbos Perek Yud Aleph Mishneh Dalid. Hazerik Bayom Arba Amos. Somebody throws in the yam. You're standing in the water, and he throws. Now a yam is certainly not a mokum hiluch rabim, so it's not a rishus harabim, not a rishus hayochid. There's no mechitz around it. So what is it? It's a kamelus. It's one of the examples of a place that you're not allowed to carry midrabanan. So it says potter. Potter, of course, means potter. Aval also, because midrabanan, it's a kamelus. You're not allowed to carry. A yam is something that's always not going to be a rishus harabim. A thin creek you could have. I'm all good excited today. Not. You could have a thin creek if it's not wide dal tvachim. It's not deep asar tvachim. So the fact that there's a little bit of water splashing through wouldn't break up the rishus harabim. But a yam certainly not. And moyu rikak mayim urishus harabim mahaleches boy. Rikak mayim is a muddy area where water is flowing, but it's not mamish a water body. Urishus harabim mahaleches boy. The mice of people are going through. Again, according to the Shita, that you need 600,000 people for Rishus HaRabim. 600,000 people are going through a Rekak, a little bit of a Chiddush. According to the other Shita, it's much easier. So the Halach is Hazorik L'Toyche Arba Amois. Chai can be considered a Rishus HaRabim. V'kamahu Rekak Mayim. How much is considered that it could still be a Rishus HaRabim and it doesn't turn into a mokum that's mufka from Hiluch HaRabim? What's the difference between a Rekak Mayim and turning it into a body of water like a yam where it's for sure not a Rishus HaRabim? Pochus me'asar tvachim, like we just said. The Mishnah seemingly repeats what it just said. Rekak Mayim u'Rishus HaRabim mahaleches boy. Hazorik b'techi, he says it with Zorik, but it's the same idea. Rekak Mayim with Rishus HaRabim. So you chayev on the Dalarams. The fact that Zarek is chayev, that we know already. So the Mishnah says, Zarek b'teichi arba amos chayev. Why does the Mishnah repeat itself? The Gemara explains that there's two chidushim, one mitzad the rekak, one mitzad the rishus harabim. Mitzad the rekak, shteito achidish, that when the rekak is less than asor tvochim, even if it's wide arba tvochim, we don't say that it's koyveh mokim la'atzmein and that's mafkiyed from the rishus harabim. No. It could still be part of the Rishus HaRabim because it's consumed, it's surrounded by the Rishus HaRabim, and the Rabim Holchim, it's part of the Rishus HaRabim. It's only if it would be Asar Tvachim deep, that would be Mechitzes, that would divide it from the outside. That's one Chiddush. The Chiddush of Rishus HaRabim is that even though over here, what's called in the Loshna Gemara, Rabim Holchim by Idea Tchak, the main street, the Olam goes Kiyat HaMelech. Over here, you have a side part of the Rishus HaRabim where you have to, it's not so gishmak to walk through the water. Carriage, sprays all over. So over there, maybe that's not part of the Rishus HaRabim. Kamashmon, if it's part of the Rishus HaRabim and it's not a naturally separate place and the Olam does continue walking there because the mice, it's in the street, you can have sometimes a ditch in the middle of a road. They're doing construction. You have a ditch in the middle of the road. It's not a deep ditch. It's like a little bit of a ditch. It's filled with a little bit of water after a rain. It's still part of the street. There's still hiluch over there, deraisa, because it's part of the street. The cars go through it, the cars go around it, it's a little bit deeper, you'd want to avoid it if you're walking by foot. But lamaisa, people do go through. That's called part of the Rishus HaRabim. Mishneh Hei, Hazerik min hayom liyabosho, umna yabosho liyam. The assumption over here, the dry land over here is Rishus HaRabim. So what we mean to say is, another way of saying, from a karmelis to a Rishus HaRabim, it could be any karmelis. Svina is Rishus HaYochid. Why? Because it has mechitzos. The sides of the boat are mechitzos. And the Rishus HaYochid is Halachad Lashamayim. So he's thrown from Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis. Karmelis to Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim to Karmelis, Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim. Umina Svina Lechaverto is also a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid. And either he's passing it over or he's throwing it over, but it's not going over a Rishus HaRabim. It's going over a Karmelis. So there's nothing here with which to be Mechayiv. Even the Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaYochid is not like the Moishit that we had before, because there's no Shachs to Rishus HaRabim. Svino is Kshuro is Zubazu. What happens if the boats are not floating near each other, but they're literally tied to each other? Mitalklam is Zulazu. In the first case, it says Potter, Avalosa, of course. Karmelis, Chazal, Wagoyzer. But over here it says Mitalklam means it's Mutter. You have to add that if each Rishus HaYochid is owned by a separate person, two boats, two owners, so then it's like two Chatzeris, call it Rishus HaYochid, but two Chatzeris to each other, There's another halacha that we're not involved in right now, Eruv HaChatzeres, which is going to be a mitzvah Hashem Maseches Erevin, and you need an Eruv, but that's not related to the Hilchis Mechitzos that we have over here in Maseches Shabbos. So you're allowed to carry from one to the other. Einon Kshurois, Afa Pisha Mukofois, even though they're mamish next to each other, Mukofois over here, doesn't mean they're not surrounded by something. That would be the literal translation. But what it means is they're close enough to be considered like this sort of one area, this one mechitza surrounding the two of them. Then ein metalten zu lazu. The idea over here back in Hilchas Erevin is that two chatzeres, you can make an eruv to combine the two into one place. That's only two places that are near each other. Mostly you have different apartments that open up to a lobby. So you can make an eruv chatzeres and everybody can carry in the lobby because you'll consider it one big rishus, the two boats. If they're tied to each other, you can make a Eruv Chatzeres, call it one big happy family. But not when they're separate from each other. The waves are going to carry the two boats apart. So not that they are considered two different Rishuyas. You can't turn them into one place like the Chatzeres. You have a Gzeira of a Eruv Chatzeres in place. Therefore, in Metalkun, Zu, Lazu.